Random House Audio presents Thunderstruck by Eric Larson. Read for you by Bob Balaban. A Note to Listeners. There is murder in this book, the second most famous in England, but what I intend here is more than a saga of violence. P.D. James in the murder room has one of her characters observe, "Murder, the unique crime, is a paradigm of its age." By chronicling the converging stories of a killer and an inventor, I hope to present a fresh portrait of the period 1900 to 1910, when Edward VII ruled the British Empire with a slightly pudgy cigar-stained hand, assuring his subjects that duty was important, but so too was fun. "It doesn't matter what you do," he said, "so long as you don't frighten the horses." The murder fascinated Raymond Chandler, and so captivated Alfred Hitchcock that he worked elements into some of his movies, most notably Rear Window. Followed by millions of newspaper readers around the world, the great chase that ensued helped advance the evolution of a technology we today take utterly for granted. "It was hot news indeed," wrote playwright and essayist J.B. Priestley, himself a scion of the Edwardian age. Something was happening for the first time in world history. There was a poignancy as well, for the story unfolded during what many, looking back, would consider the last sunny time before World War I, or, as Priestley put it, before the real wars came, before the fatal telegrams arrived at every great house. This is a work of nonfiction. I relied heavily on investigative reports from Scotland Yard, many of which, as best I can tell, have not previously been published. I ask readers to forgive my passion for digression. If, for example, you learn more than you need to know about a certain...